Simple Molecular Medicines by Brian Stone. Hello, my name is Brian Stone, and I will be narrating to you my book on simple molecular medicines. This book is really made for those people who like to learn and are maybe more easily able to learn through listening, whether it's podcasts or radiocasts or just the spoken word. I've taken the book that I wrote recently in this third edition, and I'd like to, originally it was started out as a book for ClO2 about chlorine dioxide, how to use it. It was called DIY with chlorine dioxide. But since then, with the newer edition, I've expanded this to cover several of the other simple molecules that can be used as medicines. Now, these simple molecules are usually cheaper, faster, stronger, and more effective than your typical Western medicines, your pharmaceutical drugs. And so I really, truly believe that these things work, and I feel like others should have a chance to learn about them, and even more importantly, to test them out. Now, this book is made by myself. I publish an e-books and give them out freely to others who are willing to learn, who would like to learn. And this podcast book is also given out freely to those who would like to learn as well. I run this book off of my own personal time, and I do not charge any money for it. And so I just want to dedicate this to those people who are willing to learn the truths about these simple molecular medicines. So let's begin. Simple molecular medicines, not cures for a disease, but solutions for all diseases. This book covers five of the main simple molecular medicines. They are chlorine dioxide, hydrogen, which is H1 and H2, electrically expanded water, hypochlorous acid, and dimethyl sulfoxide. This book is a guide to safely and inexpensively making and using these in the home by Brian Stone, MBA, PhD, student of health. By the way, if I make an error along the way, I just kind of keep going, and I might make a few edits later on, but for the most part, it's just me reading through the book. Additionally, I may make a comment here and there on some of the things that I'm reading, or give a little more description of a table or a picture that I have listed in the book as I go along. What are simple molecular medicines? They are medicines made of simpler molecules than pharmaceutical compounds. They are also a fraction of the cost of pharmaceutical medicines. They are safely destroying viruses without the help of vaccines or variants as well. And they are faster and stronger than pharmaceutical antibiotics. They are a winning solution against allergies. They are a winning solution against autoimmune diseases, and they are helping athletes increase physical performance and decrease recovery time. They are not cures to a disease. They are solutions for all disease. Edition 3.0, December 2021, Hydrogen and Protocol 1 chapters included. These editions of this book are written to be free to all without cost. I plan on adding to it and making revisions as needed. I may also produce a more professional version of this book with formal referencing. However, that is not my ultimate goal. I have enough for my needs. Let God prevail. I encourage all others to become students of health and to verify and learn the truth about what these simple and basic molecules are and what they can do to improve health. It is not complicated when you understand how they work and how to use them. Yet this information has been kept from us long enough by those who fear the truth. The paradigm shift of healing continues. Every other published book that teaches about chlorine dioxide for health has been banned from Amazon.com. Additionally, much of the other molecular information in this book has been suppressed for the sake of a profit-based medical system that favors profits over quality of life. These informative books can be purchased at other websites or, in some cases, be found for free. Here are my recommended lists. Jim Humble Books. Book 1 is The Master Mineral Solution of the Third Millennium. His book 2 is Breakthrough, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century. And his third book is MMS Health Recovery Guidebook. Mark Grennan Books. He wrote books 1, 2, and 3 of Imagine a World Without Disease. Andreas Kalker has written a couple of books. One is Forbidden Medicine, and the second one is Bye Bye COVID. Kerry Rivera has also written a couple of books, one of which I've listed here is Healing the Symptoms Known as Autism. I also include this information, the combined works of Tyler LeBaron and George Weissman, and their works with hydrogen and Brown's gas studies. Medical disclaimer. This book is intended to be used as an educational guide and not a prescription of medicine or lifestyle. These teachings are my own opinion, research, and experience, and should not be taken as professional medical advice. Chlorine dioxide, hydrogen, and plasma H2O, or plasma water, do not really cure any disease or sickness. It is only a set of simple chemical compounds with different atoms, oxygen, chlorine, and hydrogen, that help the body remove pathogens and other toxins by oxidation, regulation, and other means so that the body can heal itself faster. I am not a medical doctor, nor a chemist, nor a biologist, physicist, or any other type of ist. I am simply a common student of health in the information age who has found that these molecular compounds help the body to recover from diseases with minimal discomfort when taken in correct small doses. They are not just a series of wide-spectrum medicines. They are more like full-spectrum medicines against disease. I encourage all to take the time and make the effort to study things out in their minds and make educated decisions on how they manage their own health and the health of their loved ones. This ain't no snake oil. Introduction. This book is written to be a condensed version reference to chlorine dioxide and a few other simple home remedy medical treatments. There are several longer books on chlorine dioxide, also known as MMS or CDS, as well as DMSO and how to use these for health purposes. There are also hundreds of studies about the use of hydrogen and its related Brown's gas, which show their health benefits. However, I have not found a short and simple how-to book version as of yet for the average person to make and use in the home. The text in this book is linked up with demonstration and educational how-to videos that I have personally made for the reader's education and use. The videos are low budget and free to the public, just like this recording. I've tried to write the book to be simple enough that an average person could understand it. I've never taken a chemistry class, but I learned as I went along with this work. I'm sorry if sometimes I slip into academic mode and am hard to understand. I specifically envision an average mom or dad or adult who is trying to learn about this so they can better take care of themselves and their family. This would have helped me greatly as I raised my 7 children in the 1990s and early 2000s. I am not against traditional doctors or Western medicine. I am still not a full-fledged anti-vaxxer either. However, I do promote a more well-rounded and balanced use of maintaining our health beyond just medical doctors, pharmaceutical, medicine, and surgery. In a more ideal world, the medical doctor should stand arm in arm with the chiropractor, the physical therapist, the herbalist, the naturopathic doctor, the energy work practitioner, and others to administer what is best for our health. Currently, our U.S. government and insurance companies do not have this balance with healthcare. Chlorine dioxide is the best known pathogen killer and disinfectant in the world and can be taken into the body in small, diluted doses. Additionally, HHO, or Brown's gas, is also showing great promise to do similar things to promote health and living a disease-free life. The medical and scientific industry acknowledges these truths, but the power leaders in the world, i.e. pharmaceutical companies, investment bankers, and governments, have had a stronghold on the information being kept from the public. I don't consider myself a conspiracy theorist, but I have learned that there is a reason why many people have heard either nothing or only negative things about chlorine dioxide and hydrogen-based remedies. I have found that negative statements about it are either exaggerated misinformation or straight out false accusations. As a part of this suppression, these powerful groups use their influence to scare the public into thinking that chlorine dioxide in particular is some kind of toxic poison. A hidden truth is that it is simply more profitable to give people treatments for their symptoms of disease rather than solutions. For this reason, learning about and using chlorine dioxide and other inexpensive molecular remedies has been most successful at the grassroots level, in the homes, and in the personal lives of its users. It is so inexpensive to make or buy these products that the cost is almost negligible. These come to be between 1/100th to 1/1000th of the cost of traditional allopathic medicine. If a person or family invests initial $50 to $500 for supplies, basic tools, and learning how it works, it is possible to reduce household medical costs down to 1/100th to 1/1000th of what they were paying before, and that comment is specifically for chlorine dioxide. This is not to say that the medical industry is unnecessary. However, it is to say that the practice of healthcare has been grossly inflated by corporate and government greed. With all of the above said, the final truth that I want to share is that chlorine dioxide actually works. Hydrogen, Brown's gas also work. However, the truth needs to be realized by one person at a time who is willing to learn about it and try it out for themselves. I have learned from personal experience, and the science behind it is easier to learn and digest than the changing of people's paradigms in medicine and health. One big question that everyone needs to ask themselves while reading this is this. Is the remedy to my health problems a big, hairy, complex ball of medications, doctor visits, medical tests, side effects, and surgery? Or is the solution much simpler? I believe that I have found my answer, and my goal is to share this with as many others as will take the time to learn and prove it for themselves. Although I do accept donations from people to help with my cause, I don't charge any money for books like this or my videos. I feel very strongly that this information and the truth must be made free for anyone who is willing to learn and test it for themselves. About the author. Brian Stone is a husband and father of 7 kids. He considers himself a religious Christian who is a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He has an undergraduate degree in management from Brigham Young University, a master's degree in business management from the University of Utah. He also has a PhD in construction and facilities management from Arizona State University. He understands that sometimes education plus pride makes you a stupider, so he tries not to throw around his credentials too much. He has worked for over a decade as a general contractor in construction and now teaches at the university level. He is an overall homebody and slacker who married the right woman to help keep him in line. As he has gotten older, he has taken up studies in personal health so that he can understand how to better care for his aging body. From the time that he first learned about what chlorine dioxide is and does, he felt a strong need to take this torch of truth and run with it so that others can see what it is and does. By the second day of taking this, he was convinced that he had found something that he might take for the rest of his life. He has also found that a few other key molecules are just as helpful, and he decided to share this information through alternative video channels, social media, and writing a book. By the way, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter don't allow this kind of information on their sites. He thinks that his family is annoyed with his babblings about chlorine dioxide and a few other homeopathic medicines that he uses. He doesn't care, though. He is just thankful that he no longer suffers from brain fog, hemorrhoids, sinus infections, headaches, flus, prostate issues, age-related anxiety, joint aches, weighing over 300 pounds, and ED. His pre-diabetic mom has been recently taken off of her blood sugar medication due to taking chlorine dioxide for several months. She still calls him a quack, but continues to take her maintenance dosages. He hopes that she will give him the money that she would have been spending on her diabetes meds as a payment. He will continue to treat her for free, though, even if she doesn't. He is known for the quote, "Do you think I would be making 200 plus training videos and writing a free ebook if I still had my freaking brain fog right now?" This stuff is legit, man. He also enjoys learning about the conspiracy behind the powers that be who suppress this kind of information. He finds that learning and teaching about these medical molecules is more fun than playing video games or watching Netflix. His website for these supplements is at chlorinedioxidetruth.weebly.com, and his Brighteon.com video channel is at the following source listed in the book. He is also at BitChute, Rumble. Additionally, he is a part of the social media group with MeWe or MeWe, Telegram, and Gab. His webpage and email use the term MMS as a tribute to the nickname that was given by the pioneers who discovered and refined how to optimally make your own chlorine dioxide. He has tried posting YouTube videos of medical doctors talking about these topics, but the videos were banned, and he was given warnings and strikes. He also believes that chlorine dioxide will come in handy if we ever find that our stores are low on toilet paper, food, and medicine. By the way, don't use chlorine dioxide as toilet paper or food, though. He lives in Illinois and enjoys dating his wife, being with family, reading, cycling, and eating tasty food. This book is dedicated to Jesus Christ, the Master Healer. This is just one small slice of the healing that he offers. Also to my family and the pioneers who bring light and understanding about using chlorine dioxide and these other molecules as a health medicine. Jim Humble, Mark Grennan and his family, Carrie Rivera, Andreas Kalker, Tyler LeBaron, and George Weissman. They have endured some ridicule and defamation for their claims and their work, yet they know that it saves lives and improves the quality of life for mere pennies. I also dedicate this book to the average mother, father, uninsured person, and chronically sick people who are trying to manage their physical health on a tight budget. I am here to point you in a direction so that you can prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Thessalonians 5:21. Prologue. Life before my chlorine dioxide discovery and other medical medicines. I considered myself a generally healthy and happy person, other than being overweight. However, for the purpose of this book, I want to outline some of my health challenges. About 20 years ago, I started having regular problems with strep throat. This led to a doctor-referred tonsillectomy, which helped for a few years. Then one day I woke up with a sinus infection, ringing in my ears, and overall brain fog on the same morning. These three issues became my constant and regular reminder over the next decade that something was wrong in my head area. Several trips to the doctor to take stronger and stronger antibiotics led to endoscopic surgery on my right side sinus area. Like the tonsillectomy, this next surgery helped for a few years, but then the infections returned on a regular basis. One day while visiting the clinic for another sinus infection, an intuitive doctor of mine decided to have me get a CT scan of my head to see if there was anything else going on there to cause the recurring infection. The results were that there was no cancer or tumors. However, she did find that my forehead sinus had pushed inwardly so much that it slowly blew a hole through the bone inwardly. This time, brain surgery was required to remove the sinus and repair the skull. It's a good thing I had decent insurance by then, because the bill statement for that procedure was around $100,000. I thought, finally, we found and fixed the problem. Things were good for a year or so, other than my Frankenstein scar on my head. Then the drainage started again on the right side. This time it was coming from the lower sinus area and not the now gone forehead sinus. Over $100,000 working with specialists, medical procedures, and medication, and the problem was still there. What was worse was that I realized that these wonderful professionals really had no idea what was wrong with me. They couldn't answer the simple question of, why do I keep getting infections in this area of my head? All of that training and specialized procedures, and they didn't have a solution that worked. They were practicing what they were taught in medical school, and I received treatment as long as I was able and willing to pay for the medications and surgery. I still love those people. The ones that I have worked with have good hearts and are very intelligent people. A year or two later, after a very exhausting week of tending to one of my kids who was recovering from surgery, I had a seizure in my sleep. I think that I choked on my CPAP machine, but I don't know. Because of my brain issue history, I was kept in the hospital and put on anti-seizure medicine. The following 2.5 years on anti-seizure meds brought a whole new level of intermittently feeling like crap. It affected my work, my family, relationships, and my outlook on life. When I finally read the excerpt from my medication, which was oxcarbazepine, very carefully, I saw that it stated in 3 different parts that I could experience feelings of related suicide. These are the side effects of the meds that I was taking. I pleaded with my specialist to get me off of these meds. He told me that I would probably need to take anti-seizure meds for the rest of my life. I knew that my medical problems were really not too serious. It wasn't like cancer or leprosy, but I remember thinking, what kind of life is it when I feel like garbage and have a medically induced brain fog? This period of my life gave me a small taste of what people with depression, anxiety, and overall medication malaise experience. I was on 1 medication, and I know others that are on 5 to 20 meds a day. 2 questions that I kept wondering were, 1, how do old people get that far in life without just giving up? I'm only in my 40s, and I feel like I'm fading away towards death. And secondly, I wondered, how do people on regular medications even function in life? These side effects seem worse than actually being sick. That was what my life was like up until May of 2020, when I drank my first one-drop mix of MMS. 5 months later, and even now, which is a year and a half later, I don't have brain fog. I am off my medication, and I've just finished writing a first edition of the book on what caused the drastic change in my life. I will say, though, I did get COVID recently, and I did have a seizure shortly after that. And so thanks to my doctors and my wonderful wife, I am on medication again, but I found some secrets on how to offset some of those side effects with, ironically, chlorine dioxide. It is the first of several upgraded editions of these truths. I feel that my story can be anyone's story as they learn the truth about what this can do.